NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
I wore flamingo pink today, or as close to what I think flamingo pink is, in honor of the All-Star Weekend in South Florida.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome to the episode.
Episode 137.
Yep.
And who are you?
I'm Ray Ray.
And I'm Breezy. The Seattle Kraken hockey influencer in some people's eyes.
Yes. You're just Breezy Boudreaux, hockey influencer.
Hockey influencer. I love it.
Yeah.
Too funny. That made my day, actually. I laughed out loud. Like, I wrote LOL and I really was LOLing in real life.
Isn't that great when that happens?
Yeah. Because it was like so out of the blue, like just being called a hockey influencer.
You are. I mean, that's what we do here on this podcast. We're hockey influencers because we're not players. And
that's true. We influenced a trip to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kind of wish I was going, not going to lie.
I mean, there's no reason you can't.
That's true. That is true. Although I'm going to be in Nashville in April, so.
That's true.
Next year I can go.
I do think that the NHL missed out on an opportunity of having us hockey influencers of the House of Hockey podcast at the NHL All-Star Game, because I have to say the influencers who were there, all men. I didn't see a single one of the girls out there making content. Yeah. I don't know, is there not enough female influencers making the content? Do we just need to tell them that we'll come and we'll make content? We'll like hire a video person and we'll make content and cover this? Like, what do we need to do? Because that was like something I observed, that there was no women influencers there. I mean, maybe there were. I mean, tag me. Who was there? I'll follow them, you know?
Yeah, I didn't see anybody. From what I saw, like, I didn't even see, I saw like behind the scenes, like obviously stuff from like Barber and Asher and stuff, but I didn't see anything like on screen. But what I did see was our boy Greg Wolf crushing it.
And Gabby.
And Gabby was crushing it, and they got a picture together, which is really cool. I almost commented, but then I lost it in my feed, and then I got distracted because that's how my brain works sometimes, guys.
That's okay. I was so stoked to see them. They were the in-arena hosts. There was, I think it was the Boston girl. I don't remember who the other host was.
I think DC? So. I don't know. I thought it was Boston, maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to reach out to her and have her on the podcast. But the three of them did the in-arena hosting for the whole weekend, I think.
The whole weekend, yeah. Which is really cool to see. Patty Maroon down on the bench was really cool to see, too.
I loved that.
It was good. It was real good.
Okay, so those are some of the positives. I have a lot of negatives.
I'm not surprised. Just being honest.
Listen, I don't think I'm the only one. I think
you're not the only one.
The skills competition, when you watched it on broadcast television, right? So my producer brain turns on and I can't turn it off. It started weird. There was no like excitement. It was very like blasé, like, yep, we're here. I'm with Chelly and Mess. Yep, this is Florida. And I was like, what? Where is the excitement? Like the content was lacking in excitement overall. I understand there's a lot of challenges because some of the skills competition things were happening offsite and at different times of the day. And they were trying to bring it all together for the people inside the arena and for the broadcast. They had like 20 broadcasters trying to comment. Nobody knew what was going on as far as like broadcasters go. They were like throwing to Maroon and he wasn't, they were asking him a question that was unrelated to what he was prepped for. And he's not a broad professional broadcaster. Like, what are you doing? And then PK, he's like too over the top for me. I don't find him funny.
He is over the top.
I really think Bucci should have been doing PK's job. Bucci Gross should have been down on the ice because he knows those guys. He's quick on his feet. He can get those guys to be a little more, I don't know, fun and light and do the right thing with them.
They looked so miserable. All of them.
They looked so upset that they were there. The only person who looked happy was Pastrnak.
Yeah.
And true. Ovechkin.
Because his kid, yeah. I think he was enjoying the weekend with his kid. But yeah.
But like all the players looked mad. Pissed off and dreadful. None of them looked like they were having fun.
They just looked like they looked like they were annoyed.
Yeah.
Like even Kevin Fiala, when he won or he came in the top, like the top two for fastest skater, and he was just sitting there like, I got to do this again. Like, I don't want to do this.
Right. Again, all of the skills events were so overcomplicated. Some of the players didn't even know what was going on. They were cutting between the events. No, show me one event in its entirety. Cut out all the dead air. If you're, because they're, it's all rebroadcasts. None of it was live in real time. So like, and I know they have a time crunch because they're trying to turn the content for 7 o'clock or whatever. So I get that, but like your ES fucking PN, you have everybody at your disposal. You could, you have millions of dollars in television rights to spend on something like this. And I just, was like, I can't watch this. So I just watched the highlighted condensed versions. I watched like bulks of the broadcast and it was so awful that I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're never going to get hired by the league because of the things I say, but like, I'm a fan and like, that's the truth. And it's not good. It wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't.
I still thought parts of it were entertaining though.
There were moments of greatness. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But like as a whole, for 3 hours to sit there and watch that was painful.
Imagine being in the arena. Like,
oh my God. Even with Greg and Gabby and the other person whose name we don't know, even with them trying to amp you up in the crowd, it was probably just tough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my opinion. I mean, I don't think we're the only ones with those opinions. And
definitely not, no.
It's just such a missed opportunity. I think I wonder if TNT gets it. Does it switch or does ESPN keep the All-Star game? Like the broadcast?
I don't know.
I venture to guess that they get to keep it. And it,
I feel like that's a very TV person thing to know.
Right. I should know it. But like,
I'm not calling you out on it. I'm just like, I probably wouldn't be able to tell you. Like, I'm being told where it's going to be and I'll just turn it off.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. That's my thought. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go into the moments of shine during the skills and then we'll talk about the game.
Okay. What do we want to talk about? The winners, right?
Well, sure. And then I'll share who I think is the real winner of this whole weekend.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So fastest skater. We got Svech going on from the Hurricanes, which I thought that was very surprising. I'm surprised by a lot of these winners, not gonna lie, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah,
because
everyone thought Larkin was gonna win.
Yeah, and the hardest shot, skater. Elias Pettersson or Pettersson, Elias Pettersson, wild.
Yeah,
really cool. That's probably my favorite, like event. I think they're called events, right?
Yeah,
that's my favorite event of the entire thing is the hardest shot because it is insane how fast these things go.
And to think that Ovechkin was in the bottom five of that.
Yeah.
Wild. Also, Seth Jones was at the very bottom because he's a pigeon and I stand by it. He also looked absolutely miserable there.
He did. And he threw his stick into the hands and made, who did he have? In the All-Star game, he caused a penalty shot. Rules are rules. And he looked mad. And it's like, just joke around, buddy.
Pigeon. Officially, oh, man. Just it's going to be a long 5 more years with him. Okay, what else we got?
Accuracy shooting. Brock Nelson. Again.
Underdog.
What? Underdog.
Out of nowhere.
Love it. Splash
shot. He showed
shot.
Up freaking McDavid.
He did.
He showed up McDavid because McDavid was lollygagging in his confidence and was taking his time handling the puck. And Brock Nelson just smoked him.
Smoked him. Can we also talk about Leon and Connor's matching mullets?
Yes.
I love it. Connor actually looks good with a mullet. Not going to lie.
He does. But
he does.
It's not that much of a mullet. It's like a mini mullet.
It's a mini mullet.
It's like grown out. I don't know. I was like, what mullet? Because it just looked like a little bit of hair in the back. It didn't look like a mullet.
It just looks shaved. Like a hockey haircut. But
Yeah. Like he should have the sides shaved and like it should look like a real mullet. Like if you're going to do it, don't pussy out like that. Like, do the real thing.
Jeez.
I'm full of opinions fire today, guys. Today. Yes.
Oh, dang. All right. Splash shot. Cale Makar and Mikko Rantanen. Not surprising, but cool. I thought that event, like the concept of it was pretty cool.
I liked that event. I liked the surfboards and the dunk tank. The whole thing was well, that part, I mean, that was entertaining and fun to watch.
Yeah, I liked that one. Tendy Tandem. The boy Juice. Juice and Hallebeck. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
And then pitch and puck, Nick Suzuki.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that one. I didn't catch that.
I watched clips of that. They were basically using hockey pucks on the golf course and hockey sticks.
Okay.
And doing kind of like closest to the pin kind of stuff. And it was interesting. But again, nobody looked like they were having any fun.
I mean, you're on a golf course. How do you not have fun? I'm going golfing after this. Like you have fun on the golf course.
I think it was too much. I think they try to pack in too much stuff now. And the boys are constantly mic'd. They're constantly on camera. And I don't think they feel comfortable being themselves is my theory. Because they have so many of them mic'd up. And they don't know when their mics are being taken live and it's not working for me.
Well, in other news,
we also have like that overall thing, like the duo shot, like that, whatever they call that, the creative thing where they all dress up in costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
And the celebrities in the arena.
Breakaway challenge.
Breakaway challenge. Thank you.
Breakaway challenge. Yeah. Marner's was a little interesting. Like, I was like, what is happening? Like, why is this, like, so drawn out? What is going on?
It was a song fest. The person who won the MVP in my book of this weekend is Sergei Ovechkin, a 4-year-old child. He's the only one having any fun Alex Ovechkin's son was the star of the show. He scored a goal with Sid and Ovi. Like, they won. I think they won that breakaway challenge. It was phenomenal. And then the runner-up would be Sid and Ovi, who were like doing like tic-tac-toe passes and scoring during the game, which I know we're gonna talk about in a minute, but like that was the only highlight. Like all the players cared about was like taking video of Ovi Jr.
Yeah.
Sergei. He's not really Ovi, like he's not really Ovi Jr., but like his name is Sergei. But like anyway. He was like having the best time. He's this incredible skater. He's 4 years old. Like it was bananas.
It is.
It was exceptional for me. The Kachucks wore shorts for their breakaway challenge.
I love the Kachucks.
Yeah, I know.
I love both of them. And this weekend just proved it. Like they have so much fun together. You can tell that they genuinely want to hang out. They love each other, like they do have a brotherly love, but Brady just chilling on the ice in his Crocs in the shorts with the bucket hat and the thing with the bio steel, just like he was smiling, he was having a good time. I love him so much. Unpopular opinion, I love the Kachucks.
I don't think that's unpopular. I think most people love them. People hate them.
Probably not. Probably.
Okay.
Well, but I love them.
Yeah.
I love them almost as much as the Seattle Kraken. Actually, I probably love them more than the Seattle Kraken. That's saying a lot.
Well, you better, because you're not adding a fifth team to your list now, are you, with the Kraken?
No. I don't know. Maybe. At this point, screw the list. I like who I like, okay?
Okay. You could do whatever you want, Bracey.
Take that.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by...
Are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to see what prop bet will be boosted. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
This time of year, everyone's talking about making big changes, which is, you know, all well and good, but most of the time, pretty unrealistic. That's why, I mean, I don't even participate in New Year's resolutions because they end up just fading away. And I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can actually make the biggest impact, in the same way that you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. I mean, even the smallest things can be a part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Like, I use mine when I do my meditation, which is something I've started doing again in the new year, and it's great. It cancels out all the noise. And whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. So you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each, or a pair and a spare, because, you know, we lose things, and still pay less than you would with some of the other guys. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options, and every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. One of the things I love about my Raycons are the noise isolation feature. That's super important in a house with lots of animals and action happening. And then also the crystal clear call quality when I am on conference calls and when I record the podcast is awesome. I can hear Breezy perfectly. And they're water and sweat resistant, which is super important when it starts to get warm or if you're doing a workout. Gotta love that. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. When they were announcing some of the players during the skills competition, like on the ice, they were like calling them out and they were filming it like they do for that one college game where the guys all wear the long hair, like they grow their hair out all year long. They have like flow. I can't think of who that is, but the way that they were like panning to the players and like getting that like super dramatic close-up shot while they're like on the ice and their names are being announced, I thought it was cool, but I felt like it was a super missed opportunity for the players to like have a little fun. One of the guys, I think it was from somebody from the Islanders, just bust out laughing, like could not keep a straight face, like was trying to just and that's he couldn't. Funny.
That is funny.
And then I wanted to do this. Let's try to do this for the rest of the podcast because I forgot to tell you when we started. Mitch Marner, his social media team was like, in all your post-game interviews, try to get in the word gator as many times as possible. And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. He got it in like 6 or 7 times using the word gator.
How?
He was like, yeah, the guy's out there, you know, he's just a total gator. And really just, you know, playing the line. And, you know, like I said, those guys are, you know, they're just gators. And nobody questioned him. Nobody was like, what does a gator mean? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Mitch? And nobody questioned. It was pretty funny.
That is funny. I like that.
That's another positive I had.
So maybe next week we should just come up with a word and we'll just say it as many times as we can and see who catches on.
Yeah. See if you guys figure out what the word is at the end of the episode. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
The other thing. Okay. Wait, I have a couple more notes here. Bo Horvat. Poor
looks
Bo.
So good.
Well, he does look really good.
In the Islanders jersey. Let's be real.
For sure. Put him on hunk of the week. Maybe give him a hunk of the week nom because
he is my hunk of the week nom.
Oh, okay. Do tell. Yes. Well, we'll save that for the end of the episode.
It just is what it is. But he is note to self or note to you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, the former Canuck. So he got traded right before the All-Star weekend. So they let him
to the All-Stars as a Canuck. He was supposed He was supposed to, yeah.
Right. So because of that, he had to play in the game in the Pacific Division, but he did the skills competition as an Islander. But because of the game and the players and the like having enough players on each side, he had to play on the Pacific side, which is super weird. And then he even said that he was like, this is going to be a little weird. And then they had him mic'd, I think. And who's his line mate that was there from the Jets? The Canucks.
Pettersson.
Who was his Pettersson? He was like, one more for old time's sake, like they passed each other and like scored a goal.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh, that's so sad. But talk about weird. Like, I wonder how many times that's happened. I don't think very many, I would imagine. That's got to be unique situation.
He was interviewed and I think they came out and said, like, are you still going to the All-Star game? And he goes, as far as I know, and he goes, And whoever's interviewing him, they're like, "Has this ever been done before?" He's like, "I don't think so. I don't know if they know what to do, but like, I haven't been told otherwise. Like, as far as I know, I'm going. I just don't know who I'm going for."
Oh my
But I
God.
think if you were nominated as a Canuck to go, you would be going as a Canuck. And then I guess the way that they did it though is probably the best way to do it. Unless
Yeah,
they
but
did
he
a half
hasn't
and half
played a
jersey
game.
for him.
He hasn't played a game as an Islander, though, right?
No.
Right. So they should have just let him stay in his Canucks for the whole time, but whatever.
He probably didn't want to be honest.
Well, I would have.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I haven't played a game for you yet. Yeah, I'm traded, but like, I was nominated as a Canuck. I'm gonna wear my. I would have been like, no, I'm wearing my Canuck stuff, and then, but I'm sure he doesn't have that kind of leverage
Sure, I'm
league.
sure he doesn't.
But okay, the other thing I noticed was watching. Okay, so Josh Morrissey, he plays for the Jets. He's not been somebody on my radar. Just, he's not. And I kept looking at him and like all the pictures and then like, on social and all this stuff. And I'm like, God, he looks like somebody I know. And so does Kevin Fiala. Why do they look familiar to me? And then I realized that they both look like the every guy from high school. Josh Morrissey is like the shorter, nice guy who's really good looking, like classic American looks, super nice, really friendly, but like you really want to date Kevin Fiala because he's like hot and he's got like the chiseled jawline and he looks older. He's like the hot older upperclassman, and Josh Morrissey is like the guy in your class who's like really cute, but like you
But
really
like
are like
keeps like wanting to
swooning.
be like your partner and like
Math class. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like really nice. He always says hi to you in the hallway. And like Fiala doesn't even know who you are, but you're like, oh my God, I saw Kevin Fiala today and he smiled at me like that. That's what it reminded me
That's
of.
funny. That's a good one. That's real good.
I mean, I could have gone through all of the players, but that was like a lot. Those are two that just really stuck out to me.
Yeah. No, I could see that.
Now you're never
Yeah.
going to unsee it. You're going to see Josh Morrissey and you're going to be like, yep, total suburban kid, just like super nice. Looks like a guy you went to
I
high
took a
school with, probably.
screenshot for sure, because I took a screenshot because he was nominated for me
Yep.
to post him in this nice little pink suit. And you're right. This is He just looks so nice.
Yeah. Just like the nice guy from high school who's cute and nice, but you want Kevin Fiala, so you ignore Josh Morrissey.
Poor Josh. But it's a
I
J
know.
name. J names always tend to get you.
There you go. Okay. Are
There
those
you
all my thoughts on skills? Yeah,
I
this was a
think
little all
so.
over the place, but that's exactly how it felt watching. So you're welcome.
Yeah. And then next year, All-Star Weekend will be in Toronto. Bieber will be there. I'm really excited. I have a feeling that he's going to partake in a lot of, I think, the skills. He's probably going to perform.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He does not get to participate in the skills competition.
I think he's probably going to do something. He's definitely going to
He
do something
can
with Matthews.
be in the
Matthews will make it
breakaway
again.
challenge or whatever BS.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. He probably will do that. Unless they do something relating to like a like shoot off like the CN Tower or something. Like you can't do that technically, but you know what I mean? Like he might do something extreme.
No.
I'm
I say
saying.
no.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
No.
league. No. Put him in the middle of the ice during one of the intermissions during the game and let him sing his music, okay?
Do you want us to go to the All-Star game to help? Like, you
Listen.
gotta let the Bieber do something.
He could be, I already said what he could do. He can be in the breakaway challenge.
He can, yeah. He will.
That's it. Him and That's Haley it. Can be like in their weird clothes and like sitting at home pretending like they're watching their buddy play Matthews and like, I don't know. What do they even do? No. I'm not having it. Listen, if we get invited and we get a chance to interview Bieber, that's all you. I want nothing to do with it.
Thanks for the support, Jason.
You're gonna have to figure I'll film it, okay? You figure it out.
That's fine. I'm actually pretty good at talking to like celebrities. I'm pretty good at that, so I'll be okay.
Okay.
But don't have me talk to Roman Yossi.
That's fine. I'll talk to Roman. Roman's, yeah. I got that. That's no sweat.
Yeah. No sweat.
But I mean, like, I'm okay with his involvement in the league and promoting it to another generation. I think Bieber is an important person in the big picture of the NHL, for sure. He's got a huge fan base. He's got a younger fan base. It's the next generation of fans. Like, I support his involvement in some capacity. However, he does not get carte blanche just because he is Justin Bieber. And like, we don't need like a Drake situation happening with like the NBA. And like, we don't need all of that. I don't want all the whole weekend to be about Justin Bieber.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
But he's going to be there. And he's probably going to do a lot. Fine.
That's not fine. But we'll move on.
Moving on. What are we doing?
The game?
Sure.
Like the actual game? That I didn't watch because it is so just not exciting for me.
Does anybody ever really watch the game? Like
from start to finish? No. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I had it on as like background noise. Yeah, I had it on as background noise. It's kind of fun to watch, but like they're not doing anything spectacular. I believe
it's too many games.
Yeah,
they do like the round robin thing. No, yeah. Just one game. Why are we just playing just one game, three periods? What's happening?
Well, because you have like four divisions technically playing
just
against
do each conferences.
Other.
It's like they're making this so long and drawn out, and no wonder the players are like, oh, great. We have to play another game. Wonderful. Just what I wanted to. Especially if they're hung over from the night before, which I didn't see too much of that, but not like in Vegas when like the coaches were just still toasted on the bench. I mean, maybe they went to the strip clubs, but I don't know. Maybe not. Don't get as tipsy there, I guess.
Maybe, but you would think that they would. I mean, Miami's right there, right?
It's like a 45-minute drive
okay.
to an hour, well, depending on traffic. Not like they can't afford, you know, a limo or whatever they take these days, but like,
yeah,
it's probably not that appealing. They were all up early. They all had stuff that they had to do. I mean, which doesn't stop them from having any fun, but.
No. Game was all right. I was like, again, background noise. Nothing was spectacular. It was cool that anybody who got a hat trick, the who donated $1,000.
Enterprise, I think.
I don't even know if anybody got it. I wasn't paying that close of attention. I am terrible. I should have paid more attention.
They don't make it exciting enough to want to pay attention.
And they didn't,
in my
come
opinion,
out with like headlines. Like I was getting blown up all day long, ESPN, like what's going on. But like those would have been the cool things to see. Like, oh, if you got a hat trick, $1,000 just went to so and so.
Right.
You know?
Right. They're not, it's like we're this like the ugly stepchild to ESPN. Let's be real. Like the people who are writing those just have like no clue. They're like just doing what they do for everything else. They're following their model. They're not allowed to go outside of it. So this is what we get. We've got to like hope that the league turns out clips, you know, on social or like on their YouTube channel that got the exciting stuff that we care about. You know who does that better is actually the Canadians. Sportsnet, Sportscenter. Yeah, one of those. They all do that much better. Like, they're very attuned to it. So if you want to check out the real stuff, go over there. They get the pull the good headlines that you would want to know as a hockey fan. But
yeah.
And then your boy Matthew Tkachuk won MVP.
So good. He's so great.
Yeah.
He's so great. I love it.
Oh, and the Atlantic won, but who really cares? Does anybody care? Is anybody like at a bar saying like, if their team is in the Atlantic, like, yeah, but you know what? We won the All-Star game. No. Nobody's using that. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's true.
Would you?
No.
Right. See, it's like missing something. Like, where it's like missing the like bragging rights. It's missing like some kind of rivalry. It's just right. I don't know. It's missing something. Like, I wish we had more of like the players who are really rivals, like in the game, like nominated. I mean, Sid and Ovi used to be, and now seeing them together, like doing stuff together, I think is super cool, because we've seen the trajectory of their relationship over the last 17 plus years. I think this is both of their eighth time as an All-Star. Ovi should have had 9, I think, but because he couldn't go last year, I don't know how they technically count the math, but it was both of their eighth appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they should bring more of like trick shots into it. Like, if you're going to play the game, like do like the Zegras is like have more of like the fancy shooting. Like, don't be, I mean, they were serious, but they weren't serious at the same time. You know, like they were like, just here, we're just playing, you know. But if they were to do more trick shots, like on the penalty shot, I think he went like between his legs to like shoot it up.
Right.
I watched it because I was like, oh, what is he going to do? You know?
Yeah. It's like just a missed opportunity to let the guys have some personality.
Yeah.
Like, let the Tkachuks do some wacky breakaway, you know, passing back and forth behind the back between the, like, you know, let's just like have a little fun if you're going to go that way. Cause like, they clearly aren't taking it very seriously.
Yeah. Although I liked Matthew's breakaway challenge with Brady on the ice and Luongo.
Oh no, I meant the game. Like, I meant just the game.
But yeah. Yeah. Like, let them do something.
Yeah. Or like put some bigger stakes on it. Throw some more money on the table. I don't know. Like, give them a reason to want to win and play.
I mean, there was a headline saying that the NHL was bringing in more revenue this year. It was like, what was it, like $6 million more?
But our viewership is down 20%.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I think if you listen to this podcast and you listen to me, you know why.
Yes.
But it's what it is.
Yeah.
Also, there's no way I'm buying one of those jerseys, because if I have to get it with Seth Jones on it, that's not happening. Not happening. I mean, don't you have a player on one of your 5 teams that you don't like?
No.
Or are like mad about a contract they were given?
No. It is what it is.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, contracts, as long as... Does he have a no movement clause? Like, the contracts can be moved.
Just sucks. I don't know. I think so. He's locked in for 7 years.
Yeah, I think he has a no movement clause.
Insanely high prices. Not worth that.
Maybe you just need to pick a different team for a little bit.
No.
It's okay.
That's not an option. That's not an option.
I mean, you can still like the Hawks, but like, if you find like another team like the Islanders are fun.
I can't do it.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I can't do it. Okay, so I'm the only one who has a player on their team that they don't like, don't agree with the
No.
contract they were given and the choices that were there. There's got to be some other
No.
people out there like me.
There's other people, and I know that there's, I mean,
People
I
like you
was
too.
mad about, yeah, I was mad about the quick contract, I think. Not at the time, but like 2 years ago, and it's like, oh my gosh, we still have this guy, and like he's not performing at his best.
Yes.
Kings fans are gonna probably hit me for saying that, but it is what it is. It's clear as day right now that he's not doing good. But this is the last year of his contract, and it's like, is he gonna retire, or are the Kings gonna bring him back for another year? And then that's if they bring him back for another year because they don't want to let him go to another team, that's not helping the team.
Right.
Currently, you know what I mean? Like, you can get another goalie in that would be a good backup to Copley, or a number one and have Copley as your backup, and Quick retires or plays for another team. I mean, I don't know. Same thing with Cal Peterson. They gave him a hefty one, he was trash. Now he's in the AHL, and it's like, cool. Yeah, everyone gets, yeah. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
But you
I
really do
guess
hate Seth Jones.
not like really, but
Yeah.
I'm just very disappointed in all of the
Yeah.
things that the super long contract, the insane amount of money, the fact that the GM who brought him on got fired like how many months after they brought Seth
Yeah.
Jones in. The whole plan got dismantled. He's not performing up to his peak. Was he worth that much money in the first place? No, in my book. So it's not like I dislike the person. I'm just like
Yeah.
very just don't like the fact that he's on our team in the capacity that he is.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I'll
I
leave it
think
at that.
this episode needs to be titled Rays, Rants, and Raves.
Okay. Maybe just All-Star Weekend rants and raves. So I don't think
Mostly
people
Ray.
care that much about what I have to say, but you have
No.
raves,
Yeah, I do.
Breezy's raves and Ray's rants.
Yes.
Have you shopped at Pure Hockey? They are America's largest hockey retailer with dozens of stores and the option to shop online. If you or any of your kids play hockey, Pure Hockey is the place to find just about all of your equipment, skates, sticks, gear, bags, jerseys, and accessories. Plus, Pure Hockey is one of our affiliate partners. Next time you break your hockey stick or your kid grows out of his skates, why not check out purehockey.com? While you are looking for hockey equipment, you can also browse around for merchandise from your favorite NHL team, you know who Breezy's and mine are, and make gift giving even easier for your hockey-loving friends and family. And do us a favor, use our special link for purehockey.com when you browse the site and make a purchase, because we'll receive a small commission, which helps me and Breezy create this podcast. Head to the episode's show notes for the special direct link to shop at purehockey.com. Let's
That
go
works.
to Hunk of the Week nominations. What do we have
Hunk.
from the social medias?
From the social medias. All right. So I asked for the whys this time. Okay.
Oh, good.
I have Irish Giraffe saying, Ovi, seeing him with his little one is too cute. Okay. Andrea.WIPF7 said, Josh Morrissey in that pink suit, because damn. With a hot face.
Ditto.
I am Marsh underscore C, Adam Larson. He looks grumpy and I like it.
Barkov looked grumpy too, but go ahead.
He did, yeah. Justine underscore CUCE. I don't know how we're gonna pronounce that. Matt Barzal, why? Shaking my head. Okay. Then you have Morgan Nash 97, Tom Wilson. Have you seen him? There's no explanation needed.
We
And
agree. We
probably one of my
agree.
favorites here is Lorena.Ann. Morgan Frost, in quotes, because he's hot, but also because I want to see my friend freak out over it.
Hey, anything for a friend. I support that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
who
pretty
is
good.
Yours? You said Beau Horvat is your.
I'm gonna do two this week. My two nominations are gonna be Beau Horvat and Matthew Tkachuk because I just got to do it.
I'm
if
going.
That's allowed in your book.
Yes, that's allowed.
Okay.
That's fine. Matthew can. It's fine. Matthew gets a pass this week because All Star. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, even Brady. Just I want. Can I do a duo? Can I do a Matthew Brady duo?
And Beau.
And Beau.
Okay, that's fine.
But that's not like three. Like I'm talking like Matthew Brady here.
Right. Okay.
The brothers.
Yeah.
And okay. Then Beau. Only two nominations, okay. But brothers.
That's fine because I'm okay. Gonna do Sid and Ovi as a okay. Single.
Perfect.
Because that was just magical to see. Do you that realize in like 17 years, how old am I gonna be? Oh my god, I'm gonna be a lot older than I am now. And
17 years older than you are now.
17 years older than I am now. And we're going to be watching Sergei Ovechkin at the All-Star game and going, I remember when he was four years old on the ice with Sidney Novi and he scored this goal. How do you not know that that happened? And it's like,
that's funny.
We watched our older selves, like as like we watched what is going to be our future.
Yep.
Commentary that's, in 17 years.
That's funny. Yeah.
But that's how it felt like watching them. Cause like they're Sid and Ovi are, what did I read? 37 and 35.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're at the end of that. Oh, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. A couple years left, probably.
Yeah.
Thanks.
As long as they both want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Just made me feel old.
Old. But not 17 years older than you are now. So that's a good thing.
I don't want to think about that.
All right, who's your next nomination?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, okay. So we're just going
to
do this.
I mean, I second Josh Morrissey. You know, shout out to the Josh, underdog high school good-looking boys out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
Josh like Morrissey's when I one. Was in high school, not like current right. High school.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, there we have it.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.